Well, good morning. Here's the question. Team didn't show up yesterday. Is this team showing up ready for worship?
Yes.
See, because they didn't show up and they didn't play well. We're going to play well. We're going to worship the Lord and sing His praise. That's just the way it is. That's the name of the game. I can't change what took place, but we can change right now an opportunity to worship the Lord. So let's begin with a song. Celebrate God's goodness.
Thank you.
depths and souls of our life as we have gathered in your name. God, we lift up our voice with every breath that I have, Father. I want to live for you alone. God, that I may worship you today with truth and holiness. Father, that your Holy Spirit is in this place, moving in the lives of people. Father, we just pray that you will bless us today, that you will pour out your Spirit upon us, that the people of God would sense, Father, right now, the moving of the Holy Spirit in this place. That God, every step, every movement, every breath, everything that we say and do would, Father, give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. And Father, we just thank you for all that you are doing. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. You can be seated for just a moment. After that song, I'm ready to preach.
Oh, boy.
Bible study, ladies, Bible study, Hope Crossing. We were there last night eating chili cook-off, and I was laughing. I told Brent, I said, I wonder if you had your sermon title called this morning, Blazing Saddles, but he didn't think it was too funny. If you've seen the old movie Blazing Saddles, we had 13 different kinds of chilies, and we were having a chili cook-off, and we did not win, so maybe next year. Tammy Lockridge won first place, and Pastor Brent took second place, and another family took third, and we had a ventriloquist, and they told me I needed to find a new shower curtain to get another shirt. So we were having fun, but it was a good night. Ladies Bible study is there, so if you'd like to participate in that, go ahead, John. Wednesday night we're having chicken and biscuits. Chocolate cake, I think. Okay. So that's Wednesday night, and we are actually going to start in the book of Habakkuk, or better known as Habakkuk, whatever you want to call it. It's the case of Habakkuk. We're going to start in the study of the small book of Habakkuk. Welcome to join us, 5 o'clock dinner, 6 o'clock Bible study in here. We've been having a great time of discussion and challenging passages for sure. Let's go on. Directory information, just submit that. We're going to try to get that together here pretty quick. What else? BethanyChurchOfGod.org. We've been doing our best to try to post everything. Unfortunately, every step that we've taken, we keep having these minor blips on our Facebook Live, so don't know what the answer to that is. But we're going to continue to work with it and do our best to present and give you a chance. Those of that are shut in, we want to remember today in our prayers, Charlotte. I don't know if she's still in the hospital, Louie.
No, I brought her home last night about 2 o'clock in the morning. Ooh. She has 2 broken ribs. She went outside to get a FedEx delivery box and slipped and fell on the front porch and lay there for over an hour before a neighbor found her.
We just want to keep her in prayer. We want to continue to keep Suzanne in prayer. The Brax, Roxanne, who was still at home in recovery. Multitude of needs. I know Shirley and I talked great deal yesterday. She's having a lot of discomfort from arthritis, so she asked that we keep her in prayer. Her daughter-in-law, Kathy, is still going through recovery, so we have a multitude of needs we want to pray about and remember coming up, but, so it's a time that we can worship the Lord. I picked a couple of songs. They're very in tune to what we're dealing with in the scripture this week from Luke chapter 3. Hopefully they'll make sense, and we'll sing a couple of songs, whether you want to stand or sit. We'll celebrate together, and then we'll go into a time of prayer. Father, we just ask that your presence would just descend upon your people today. Father, may you anoint us with your presence, that we are your children, the sheep of your pastor. Father, that you would just envelop us, fill us, God. Let us be overcome. And Father, from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet, we begin to sense the overwhelming presence of the Holy Spirit in this place. Father, that it is beyond these walls and beyond this roof, but God, it is encompassing the people of God, whether watching, whether sitting, whether gathered. Father, that the people of God would sense your Holy Spirit's presence. Holy Spirit, speak to us now. Holy Spirit, have your way in the life of people. Father, anoint them, whether they're far or near. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would anoint the churches today. Anoint the body of Christ. Anoint those that are leading and celebrating in worship. Anoint the voice that goes forward with your calling, Father, with the Word of God. Father, Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. And God, as the Holy Spirit is moving in this place and has its way, Father, I pray that if there's a burden or care that we have upon our life, Father, that we may shed it off and we may lay it down, Father, at the feet of Jesus. Father, that you may wrap us up in your arms, that you would hear the burdens and the cares that we have upon our life. God, you would hear the aches and pains of getting older, of life and things that happen to us. Father, that you would hear the care of this world. Father, the things around us. In the beginning weeks, Father, there's going to be extreme colds, and we pray for care and keeping upon the people of God. Father, there's going to be a new president coming in. Father, I pray your blessings upon him, his family, the people that lead this country. Father, may the power of God be upon people. May we have wisdom and grace to lead us. Father, our country needs God. Each of us need to find who you are, God, in our life and what we are doing and where we're going. We need, God, a sense of a renewal in our hearts, a revival for the people of God, a pouring of the Holy Spirit, a spark to ignite the fire of God in the souls and spirits of people, that we would rise up and be the people of God that you have called us to be, that the fire of God would begin to burn in the life of the church and the people of God, and we would rise up to stand up and know that you are victorious, God, and we are a people with a voice in the power of the Holy Spirit. As you begin to move in the life of people, God, may we resurrect that dwelling in us. May we resurrect that longing to know you more, to seek you more, to find your presence in what we are and who we are and where we are going. That the church of God, the people of God, would be alive and well today, Father. Oh, precious God, it is through the power of the Holy Spirit that we can find renewal, restoration, salvation, grace, and the power of God to stand upon the mountain that you have given to us to know the victory of God. Oh God, have your way in the people of God. And then Father, I pray that the mighty hand of the Holy Spirit would begin to touch and intercede in the needs of the body, for the Brex, for Shirley, for Kathy, for Suzanne, for Charlotte. God, for the power of people who are downtrodden today, God, that the power of God would be moved from this place to their lives. Oh God, that they would sense right now that, Father, the hand of God is moving to bring healing and restoration for Roxanders at home, for Nidra, and the multitudes of needs that we share with you, God, for Nikki, God, transition of this moment. God, we pray the Spirit of God, that same Spirit that anointed Jesus that day,
Spirit that rose him up from death to victory and life, that same Spirit would rest upon the people of God today. God, hear us. Know us. Touch us. Father, in a way right now, I know I've been touched by God. Father, even in the stillness of this moment, we let it go. Give back to you our life. Here I am, God. This team kind of showed up to make change. In reading the section this week, I was overcome by some of the events that writer Luke brings to us. I'm just going to dive right into the scriptures. The power of that word. Wow. Let's go to Luke chapter 3. And let's stand for the reading of God's word. Found on page 1594 of your large print Bibles. We'll read together. It'll be up on the screen if you need to. People were waiting expectantly and all were wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Messiah. John answered them all, "I baptize you with water. One is more powerful than I will come. The straps of whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, clear the threshing floor, and to gather the wheat up into his barn, and he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." When the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in a bodily form like a dove. And the voice from heaven came and said, "You are my son, in whom I love."